Klal Yisrael would have had a little more patience and waited for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down a little bit after the time they calculated, and we wouldn't have been nichshel in the chet ha'egel, and all the tzaras we're going through throughout history would never happen. Would have happened. Never have happened. That's what Chofetz Chaim says, and that's part of that concept. Is a concept we need to apply throughout life. Most of the time, people are nichshel because of lack of patience. I need this, and it's not happening fast enough, so then they make the wrong decision. Sometimes involved in issa, sometimes involves a bad midah to get things going further. It sets everything back. Even see now, you know, they didn't have enough patience to go back gradually from the shutdown that we had a few months ago, and look where we are today. Come around. Hashem has all kind of other chesbonos, which we don't even know. But what we have to have right now is we have to have patience, which means we have to sit back and not be nervous and realize we're in Hashem's good, loving hands. We just have to do what's right, which is basically, it's had health issues, go by what one's reliable doctor holds of, is the right thing for you to do. And the ikur is the established ruchnis, to realize this is set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to realize that our present state of the world and our present state is not what it should be. We need to shake ourselves up a little bit. And it's a pity because there's a nature that human beings have, and this really knocks out bitochen. It's something called Olam Kemenhagei Noheg. Everything takes its natural course, and we rely too much on the natural course. The problem with it is that we get shaken up, and Hashem has taken up out of a natural course. Things are not running normally at all. Even when they opened things up, it was not normal. It wasn't like it was a few months ago. I don't know if anybody remembers, but just half a year ago, we had the gigantic Siyum Ashas and 10,000 people, 100,000 people sitting next to each other, dancing together. It was considered the most normal thing to do, and nobody thought twice about it. Now, nobody would dare do such a thing. Even the most brave people have a mass get together. But the way it was then, that's the way it should be. We should be able to have simchas, everybody dancing together, happily together, without having any restrictions, without wearing masks, without having social distancing, all this stuff that we're going through nowadays. But what happened? We get used to it. This is where the HR sets in. If you'd have told us half a year ago that, you know, there's going to be a time that to walk outside, you have to wear a mask, and a lot of us can't go to shul, and you're going to be davening outside, you're going to be davening at home, you're not going to be able to go to your regular shiurim. You have to go to the phone, over the Zoom, over the this, over the that. The chasanas won't be normal. Simchas would be limited to bare minimum. We say, no, that's impossible. I go out of my mind. Or if you happen to be, or one of the family members happened to be with somebody that got this machla and they stay home for 2 weeks, all these things, you think it's impossible. Now we just get used to it. Yeah, okay, that's the way it is. One thing we have to know is Hashem doesn't want us to get used to it. He wants us to feel that this is not a natural thing, and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal Bitochen, when he's in a situation which is not a normal situation, he's Mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the one who's in charge, and something we have to put effort into. That's another one of the things that the Yetzer has such a big head start on us, because the average person, our tefillah is also we just go into an autopilot. You know, when they start inventing these cars that could drive by themselves, sound like a Pella, but it's really no Pella. Because we're able to do the same thing. Go through entire Shemoneh Esrei without even paying attention to where we are. So it's an amazing feat that we can do. Say all the words, and we're not skipping the words, we're saying the words, without even, our mind is thinking about something else. How could you do that? How could you talk and read while you're not even thinking what you're reading? Nifloi Sabayi. Come over, the Nifloi Sabayi was set up for us to try to overcome it. And we can, little by little. Especially now, we're going through a very important time in the Jewish calendar. So 3 weeks. Chazal Be'etzem, at the time of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, Chazal, people started coming onto all kinds of minhagim because it was so hard for them to depart from the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara of Vashi says that those who stopped eating meat because there's no more kavanas, and stopped drinking wine because there's no nesachim. And the Chacham said, one second, if that's the case, don't eat bread because there's no more menachas. Don't eat fruit because there's no more bikurim. Don't drink water because there's no nisach hamayim, water offerings. Don't use oil. And what they said is exerish and it's yochalamad by. The truth is, we should remind ourselves of the chulban and maybe yes, refrain from everything, but we have to survive. So they move out to that whole hanhog of limiting what we eat. But these 3 weeks of the year is enough amount of time the Chazal felt that we can make extra effort to remind ourselves. We start off without taking our haircuts, not making simchas. Eventually, you stop eating meat, drinking wine, etc. But it's for a reason. It's to bring us back to remind ourselves where we are. We also, the etzem, in the greatest days before Corona, people have everything we want, all the luxuries, comfortable houses, and we can go everywhere we want and have simchas, and the shul is open and shiurim all over the place. Physical and spiritual luxuries. But it's also something we shouldn't be getting used to, because it's luxuries in respect to golus, respect to gula. It's utter poverty. Utter poverty. We can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the shmir we had then. We don't have the clarity of what Avodah Hashem is like. We don't have the peace of mind to be able to have kavona, our tefillos and our learning. The Gemara says that in this manakol, says that din against the person having kavona tefillah will be less, because it's understandable that our minds are not focused. It doesn't mean that we're parted from it. We have to do our utmost to misspell properly. But we should realize these things are not normal. And these are part of Golus. The challenges that we have in our Avodah Hashem, most of them come from Golus. And the greatness of being able to go into Beis HaMikdash and experience Ruach HaKodesh over there, we have no idea even imagining how beautiful and how great that is. But we have to realize it's something we have to, at least this time of year, to spend a little more time thinking about that. And having that feeling that I feel lacking. I want more. I want that situation. And it's built into our Shemoneh Esrei. We're asking for these things. We're asking for Tkava Shoifa, bring us back together. The Klal Yisrael, most of Klal Yisrael is all over the world, assimilating Ruben the Ruben. Not from, even here in Eretz Yisrael, the majority are not from. They have no idea what we want, what we're all about. You see this, like the first thing they want to shut down the shoes. Because it has no value in their worlds. That's a tragedy. Forget about everybody else. No, we shouldn't forget. We should think about everyone else. How much we should feel for them. How unfortunate, so many poor, unfortunate Jews are around there. There's one group that Hashem is not around anymore. One of these, what they call themselves, progressive, quasi-Orthodox groups in America. So they made a questionnaire to see where you're holding, if you're Haredi or serious Orthodox, mild Orthodox, whatever you are. So one of the questions there, or the questionnaire, what do you think about the concept of being Makar of people that aren't from? So one approach was, we have to make a machor, we have to make a statement against all those people that aren't from, put them in their places. The other one is, Kovet Shemayim, Kodif HaKodesh Baruch Hu. All kind of different things. Another one that it's a social thing that we should be together. Different levels that, supposedly represent the more from or the less from approach to it. Achtus. And they left out the simple pshat in Kiruv HaChokim. The simple pshat in Kiruv HaChokim is the Kiruv of Mitzvah Sasei Doraisa, called For Haftar Le'acha Kamoicha. These people, they took religion as some type of technical thing people do, a ceremony. So being religious or not was not something which is a matter of really, is it better or worse? That's a choice. I do my way, you do your way, and have all kind of cheshbon. That's why I feel it's proper to be mekarev a Jew or not. We don't look at it that way. We look at the reality of life. Hashem created us to be oivdei Hashem. Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. We're the nation that we went through all the miracles of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yams of Matan Torah, Kivah Eretz Yisrael. We conquered Eretz Yisrael, 31 kings. We had no experience in waging war. In order to be a soldier in those days, you had to be a tzaddik. If you had a virus, you couldn't go in. How does a tzaddik win a war? Because he doesn't have to know how to shoot. He just has to know, I'm with Hashem. Hashem lekech v'kevah machanecho. Or your machanecho kodesh. If your machanecho is kodesh, then Hashem says, I'll be mapil all your oivim v'sayinim. This is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael miraculously survived from what he saw and from one gzeir against us to kill us, to try to get us to assimilate, to try to get us to convert, and we're still here. This is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. So when we see Jews that don't realize that Nebuch, they weren't brought up with any education, they have no idea what it means to be a Jew. The nation that could take everything in this physical world and enjoy every facet of the physical world in a kosher fashion and use it as a way of being mekarev himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should have that beauty of an emes tefillah, emes elimin ha'Torah, emes ma'isa chesed, thinking about the other person and not being selfish. That's natural to Klal Yisrael. Zer Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We appreciate these things. We're not into self-sacrifice. We're into Am Edushnei Oineg, the nation which is full of pleasure. Because we know what the emes of pleasure is. Eating a piece of steak, okay, akasha. But appreciating what Hashem gives to us, that's a million times more. Doing a mitzvah, being misgabe in a yetzer, a midero that we have, controlling ourselves, doing a chesed with somebody else. Something that's sweet in this world and gives us eternal good in the world to come. So when we see Jews that don't know this, and they're living life, it's like goyim. It's heartbreaking. Nebuch. We feel so bad for them. We don't have to treat them as nebuchs, but we have to realize inside, if I have any way I can help them. I can mekarev them myself. I can help another organization mekarev them. I can daven for them. Every day we daven, for all the Klal Yisrael. Care about them. That's the most basic of after Echad Kamoicha. So we're in this period of time, as we're saying, we're missing so much. We're missing the base of Mikdash, we're missing Hashoras Hashrina, but we're missing Klal Yisrael also. Each one is in this little capsula, that they call this country, a little capsule, a little sphere that he's living in. I'm not looking at the bigger picture of Klal Yisrael. Ah, how beautiful it would be to have us all back together again, all with one mind frame, all realizing what's really important in life. That's this time of year. That's where we should be putting our efforts. 3 weeks a year, we do it properly. It'll last throughout the rest of the year. And Mr. Tarechod, the Mashgiach, writes about this every year. We look at it. That this is a moyed of Rihuk. It's a time that's set aside for a person to be misbeinan, to pay attention to the fact that we are not close. We are separate. We're in Golos. A Yom Tov is Kiruv. We feel like Shabbos. Just got finished with Shabbos. We have to be happy with the Malchus of Hashem. We appreciate and we see the Malchus of Hashem, how it affects our lives. One day a week we stop everything, just all the business dealings, everything we have, everything stopped. Yisru Malchus Hashem Shabbos. Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. Now it's also Moed. We don't say Tachlonan. I'm Tisha B'Av, because it's called the Moed. Moed is a set-aside time. A set-aside time to pay attention to where we really are now. How far away we are. How close we could be. How much we're lacking. If we don't do this, we won't be able to get to the appreciation of the Simcha of the Yom Tovim, the Shabbosis. From a feeling of lacking and a yearning. Once again, it doesn't mean not to be Samech B'Chelko. We're happy with everything Hashem gives us. Oh Hashem, we have so much. We have more than we need. But this is lacking. The state of Klal Yisrael, the state of Hashoras Hashrina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Hashoras Hashrina, his Beis HaMikdash, the state of our own avodas Hashem, because we don't have this clarity that we had at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. So that's something to think about. Just go onwards with one more piece from where we were on page Tav Reishvov, or you say different nekudas that people have to clarify for themselves. So what you say, he says like this. Sometimes a person says he thinks that he's going to do a mitzvah, something bad is going to come out of it. Is that a reason not to do the mitzvah? So those are the Madam Chizkiyahu HaMelech, famous Ma'aseh of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He saw the Ruach HaKodesh that he's going to have a son that's going to be Oyer Avodah Zarah, and therefore he didn't want to have children, Menashe. Till he Yeshayahu HaNavi came to him and told him, "V'hadikasha de'achmon lo malach." You do not make Hashem's Hashbainus. If Hashem wants that to happen, it'll make it happen. If he changes his mind, he'll change his mind. But you have a mitzvah now. You have a mitzvah to have children. Don't make Hashbainus. Person has to know there's mitzvahs and mitzvahs we have to do. And he doesn't have to make Hashbainus. If I do a mitzvah, something bad's going to come. I'll lose something from it. You never lose from it. There's an extreme mitzvah. Tzadik Rav Yitzchak Zilber. He spent a lot of his energy to try to get agunas, get divorced. And there was one case, a guy, the husband was very stubborn, he didn't want to give a get. Finally, the husband said, "You know, Rabbi, I know you're a big tzadik. If you write a shtar, you sign over all your oil haba to me. I'm going to give a get today to my wife." With that, waiting a second, Rav Yitzchak Zilber said, "I'm writing this document. This second, we're setting up a bezin. Accept the divorce." The average person would say, "What are you talking about? Give up your whole Olam Haba? Because if this guy is Russian, he doesn't want to get married. How could you do that? You're going to lose out so much." That's a serious person I'm talking about that realizes what Olam Haba is. People that do anything not to lose a drop of the Olam Haba. The whole Olam Haba is not worth a second of Olam Haba. Yitzchak Zilber, he was focused. He knew that Hashem wanted him to get this guy divorced, this woman divorced. That's the chesed he has to do. He's going to have to give up his Olam Haba Chesnisht. I can't make Cheshbonus. I have to do the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is to do his Maaseh Chesed. What's going to be with the Olam Haba? That's Hashem's business. He'll decide if he wants to give me a new one and replace or just leave me without it. That's not my business. It's like that with everything. If al pi halacha, this is the right thing to do, then I do it. I'm not afraid. Even nowadays with the corona. So some people, the doctor says they shouldn't go. And others, medically, they can go. And even so, they're afraid. If a person doesn't go to shul because he's afraid, even though the doctor says it's acceptable, that's not to say. So lack of bitochen, lack of emunah. He's going to say, "Oh, yeah, I'm a very big machmer, pikuach nefesh. Halavai, we've been machmer all the mitzvahs." But here we have, if he has a responsible doctor that says that it's a seder for him to go, then that's part of the thing. Obviously, you have to be careful. Don't be mafking yourself. But to appreciate what we have, not just say, "Oh, it's more convenient for me. I don't have to run a block away to the shul. I can get him in my backyard." Life is always full of these balancing acts. And we have to get clarity. If this is the Ratzon Hashem, I don't have to be afraid of anything. And if it's not the Ratzon Hashem, I have to be afraid of everything. So this is the bottom line. Is we always have to try to clarify ourselves. What is the Ratzon Hashem? And sometimes the Ratzon Hashem is not to do the mitzvah. Even I want to do the mitzvah, then I have to stop. Because I don't do what I want to do. I do what Hashem wants me to do. The next piece he gives the same, a similar idea. A person shouldn't put himself into danger and say, "Well, if Hashem wants something to happen to me, it'll happen anyway." That's also wrong. Because Hashem doesn't want you to put yourself in danger. So you can't say, "Well, whatever will happen to me will happen to me." Could be. But if you're the cause of it, then you're going to be punished. If you cause yourself to get damaged. So you did something Hashem didn't want you to do. Yeah. That is That is the two sides. That's what he says. Kitivne is oizvov. Kitivne by Yitzchodesh is a makla gagecho. Loisosom don bevezecho. Kiipa leifam imeno. Person has to put up a fence around his roof. Royze lipo mishesis me abrasis. Shele nofel. Because of the current noifel. The person anyway is supposed to fall off the roof. He was destined to fall off the roof. But, megagam mishuzay zizaki v'chavya dechayev. If I was the one who was chosen to have him fall off my roof, that's a very big sign that something wrong with me, because bad things don't come out of good people. In order to be the people there, they're counseling, big magic people, and when they see the person is nizik, they say, "Oh yeah, can I read? That's what Hashem wanted." Hashem yachim. Hashem wanted that to happen, true, but you had to be the one that volunteered to cause it to the other person. The Gamze Bahadi says there's also be a shock to that previous thing we said about don't make Hashem's chashbonis. Because if you're saying that I don't have to be careful because whatever Hashem wants to happen will happen, that's wrong. Because first find out, what is Halacha? If Halacha says, Hashem says, put a mechitza around your gag, around your rooftop, and you weren't mekayem the mitzvah, you didn't have aveira. Aye, cheshbon is whatever will happen, will happen. That's not a cheshbon. Because other rabbi, it didn't happen, it has to happen on your roof, or because of what you did. Even if Hashem wanted to fall off your roof, you could do whatever, everything is properly halachically, and then comes the big wind and blows it away. Before you have a chance to fix it, someone falls off of it. In the case of Yoinis, Yoinis. Well, you won't be, there won't be any tying against you, but if there will, yeah. So that's the important thing. Whether it's doing an act or refraining for an act, what guides us in our behavior is the Ratzon Hashem. If it's a mitzvah, I do it. If it's an aveira, I don't do it. To know if it's a mitzvah aveira, that we have the people to ask. The halachic people that know the halachas should answer the halachas. If the halachic people say, you need to get information on this from some expert in some other field, so we have to go to those experts to put their input into the question, because shailas do relate to other things that the Rav is aware that you need to get outside information. So like we're saying, I mean, medical things and a chanami. A Rav would not, I mean, generally a Rav would not make a medical decision on his own without taking, getting the input of a doctor, but once all of it is in a ghetto, a lot of things leading on Yom Kippur, Shul Shabbos, all done in these situations. Once we have clarity of what is the right thing to do, that's the right thing to do, then we don't have to make a cheshbonis. It'll be better the other way, but this is what Hashem wants us to do right now. This is the right mode of behavior. We don't have to be afraid of the repercussions. Sad chain, if we don't go that way, a person who is in his household, even now, with our present situation, he doesn't watch over himself. He does things that are clearly medically considered irresponsible, and he goes with a cheshbon that whatever is supposed to happen will happen. That is a bala veira, because Hashem doesn't tell us to live our lives about what Hashem will, let Hashem do what he wants. Hashem wants us to do what we're supposed to do. We have to do the right things. Then we do things right, Hashem watch over us. Or if he decides that we have to go through a painful situation, he'll do that also, and we won't be able to stop it. But the ma'aseh, the acts that we do, are the acts of clarifying what Hashem wants me to do in this situation. And once I got that clear, that's what I do. And then I can have that peace of mind that the Ratzon Hashem, everything is great, everything is good. What will be the outcome? Who cares? Because I know it will be good for me. I know it will be good for me, whether it be pleasant, whether it be I'm expecting or not. Can't guarantee that. I know it will be good for me. I will gain from it because Hashem always does for us what's good for us. Yeah, so this galus is also the galus of going through something which is good for us, because Hashem gives us only what's good for us, because we need to go through it. We need to mend a lot of things within ourselves. Like we're saying, the two basic things at this time of year, we're thinking about the Chulban, is to be mitzape li Yeshua. The Gemara says it's one of the basic things Hashem asks from every Jew, but at least these 3 weeks, make more of an effort. Constantly we're reminding ourselves, and our Shemoneh Esrei, half of the Shemoneh Esrei, is on the tefillahs for the Gula. We say Birchas Hamazon, we have two brachas We remind ourselves of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach. We even say in Alam Michya, we remind ourselves of Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Pay attention to it. That's number one. The yearning for the Gilui Shechina. And together with that, the primary sin, the cause of Beis HaMikdash, a sin of Shechina. A lack of care and sensitivity to other Jews. And we gave one example of caring more about other Jews in a spiritual level. If we can do ourselves something more, adarabba, we can support others, and we all can be mispiral for Jews. This is an amazing thing Hashem set up. That's what He set up. Hashivenu vinu zarosecho. We have the koyach to be mispiral for Christ, so shvichoyiz v'tshuva. That's how Hashem set up the world. Our tefillah has an effect somehow to arouse those Jews, make it easier for them to be chayzer tshuva. So at least that much we should do. That's the avos chinam, the avos klal yisrael that we should have come upon within our families and with our community. Also to be more sensitive to one another, to think maybe the people that are all by themselves, they could use a little bit more interaction. And come upon also to be spiritual in our general situation that we're not to get used to it. Because we're now in a semi-separated state, and that state is not the state which Klai Yisrael is supposed to be. We're supposed to be united, dancing together, 100 times more than any Sima Shasa we ever went to, ever saw or experienced. The dancing together, the Bias and the Shia, dancing together, and the Chasa is the Beis Hashem, and the Beis HaMikdash, that's what we're yearning for. Should be safe is to do the right things in this period of time. And b'zeicha to the Gula, Hail Yameinu.
Amen.
Shkoyach, Rabbi. Good luck.
Good luck.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.